Four suspected Maoist rebels held several foreign mountain climbers at gunpoint in Nepal, demanding $7,000 to let them go. The holdup happened in late September at Chirua, 500 kilometers east of Kathmandu, as the climbers hiked to a base camp in the Kanchenjunga area. The climbers told the gang all their money was with their colleagues already up at the mountain, and they were freed unharmed after a few hours, but they were told to pay on their way down. Kresel, a Slovenian, after flying to Kathmandu by helicopter, narrated the incident.
Actually, it's not quite true. I sent on the email by Sherpa to Tapajung a message on our way up that half of the expedition was really for a few hours captured by the Maoists, and so the Maoists said to them that they will take from them, from each person, 25,000 rupees and even some more money for the fixed permit, just the same like they paid for, like we paid for the Nepali government. So it's, as we counted, it was about $7,000, and the guys who were going to the base camp by walking said, okay, we have money in base camp and we came down, we'll give you this money.
British climber and team member Stevie Haston was also returned to Kathmandu on Tuesday, said the Maoists held the climbers at gunpoint.
The situation was that nine members of our team were held at gunpoint by the Maoists, and the Maoists demanded money. They demanded $7,000.
For all of you?
Yeah, for all of the team.
The rest of the 11-member team, Haston's French wife, Lawrence Galt Haston, and eight Slovenians are still waiting at the Gunza village for a helicopter pickup. Kresel and Haston, who were not among those held by the gang, flew in a small helicopter with a sick Danish climber being evacuated from the same area. But tourism has been hit hard by the Maoist rebellion and foreign travel warnings. Poonam Dagar, ANI.